The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Reiki Realty.
Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's a beautiful day, and we've got Christina Leavenworth here with Leavenworth team from Leavenworth Realty. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, and I feel better because she's like sunshine walking into the studio, a beautiful spring dress on, her big smile. First thing she said was, we are busy.
Yes, we are back in multiple offers.
Oh, I love the sound
so
of that.
I'm so excited about that. And I need to mark a calendar, like put it on my phone, being like, this is when it was busy. Because when you get busy, you forget it.
Of course.
And be like, this was a busy day. But what's interesting is we're finding, like, I listed a home over on Bayou Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And
is that what the one with the beautiful picture that you put on Facebook?
I mean, a lot of them have beautiful pictures.
Because I want to win the lottery. The one they posted, I think, the day before yesterday. I was like, oh,
oh
my
I have
gosh.
No clue. We have so many pretty houses right now.
It was gorgeous.
But yeah, Bayou, that one, you know, we had so many showings and we kept getting feedback that maybe it wasn't the right size for people. And then all of a sudden we get five offers, which is insane.
Wow.
But that was at the 2-week mark. And then another home out on Pensacola Beach, same thing, tons and tons of showings, but buyers are just not biting as quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking a second to do that. But then at like the 2-week mark, we had three offers.
Wow.
Which is so interesting where that happens. So that is different. Back in 2021, it was day one, you were getting 10 offers.
Mm-hmm.
Now about the 2-week mark, we're seeing if the home is priced correctly, if it's staged correctly, if they're doing all the things. And these people listened to us on price. They didn't push back. And we've had a few appointments this week where they've said, hey, what's my home worth? And we always like to ask, what do you think your home's worth?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference there. And we show them the facts and they're like, no, we see what you're saying. You know, we're just not going to sell. You know, we want more money for it. And we're like, yeah, if you need more money, don't sell right now. Like, and they respect it. They go, thank you. You've helped us make our decision. We're going to wait until the market gets, you know, better or we have more equity or something.
Well, see, and that's what's great about what you do because you're honest with people and you let them know exactly what the worth is, what they can expect.
Yeah, and we made a friend along the way. We made a friend. And now, hopefully, if they do sell, they'll call us. And but we're able to help them where, you know, the husband thought it was one price and we were like, here are these five other homes that are very similar. Nothing has ever sold this high. And they're like, okay, yeah, we get it. And you love it when people say we get it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people go, no, I still think my home is worth that. and then we just have to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have right now is, you know, now that we know interest rates are here to stay for the most part, and it is such a roller coaster. Like they went down last week and everyone was getting real excited. Now they're back up again.
I know.
But we're kind of sitting between low sixes and high sixes. So last week they were in the low sixes. This week they're in the high sixes. But we have lenders that are now figuring it out. Like, hey, we can't change this, but what can we do to make it better? So we have one right now where they are going to be using something called lender credit. And this is for things like VA loans or FHA loans. It has to be a government loan where they'll pretty much use their lender credit, I think their commission essentially, and buy it down to 5.9, which isn't bad.
Wow, that is good.
And I was doing the math just seeing if you were looking at a $400,000 home and if it was 6.75 versus 5.9, and you save about $250 a month. That's significant.
Yes, that's a lot.
So, I mean, that's where right now we're in a negotiation on another one where the buyer, you know, we're far apart on price, but I said, hey, like, use this lender. Let's get him to the payment he wants. And I'm like, even if he goes higher in price, what if we do this and get him a lower payment? And it's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a no-brainer if you can get that payment better.
Of course.
So lots of things where you're just trying to be creative and figure it out. So if you are thinking of selling, now is definitely the time because everyone wants to be outside.
Right.
The weather's absolutely gorgeous. It's easy to sell this area.
Mm-hmm.
And people are coming from up north where it's kind of nasty right now.
Right. They're looking and thinking, I could live here.
Exactly.
Year-round.
And a lot of spring breakers, when we're doing our open houses on the beach or Perdido Key, we're getting, and not young spring breakers. We're getting, you know, parents. We're getting grandparents coming
families.
In. Families coming in going, man, like, life's short. Move to the beach.
Mm,
and do that.
Yeah. Well, that sounds exciting. And the weather doesn't hurt you at all with all the open houses and everything.
Not at all. I mean, it's kind of funny, though. I tell people, I'm like, either it's a beautiful sunny day and you have like a jam-packed open house, or it's a beautiful sunny day and everyone goes to the beach. Right. There's no rhyme or reason.
That makes sense.
But we are doing an open house extravaganza April 12th and 13th. The whole brokerage is doing it. I think we're doing like over 100 open houses.
No kidding.
A lot of our homes that we have personally listed are going to be on it. The brokerage is putting tons of marketing behind it. So it'd be a really fun time for any buyers to get out and about and just see some homes. It's like a lot of times with a parade of homes, those are just new homes.
Right.
This is existing homes. The doors are open. Go check them out. Make a day of it. Find stuff where you want to go. And it'll be a really great time.
So when you say brokerage, you mean Levin Rinky?
Levin Rinky, okay. But the Leavenworth team, we're heavily involved in
gotcha.
It. We had listing appointments yesterday. We're like, okay, let's get your home on the market now so we can be a part of the extravaganza.
Fun. I mean, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. And last year we did this, 30% of the homes that were on the extravaganza actually sold that weekend.
What a number.
Which was really cool. So, and you know, again, no rhyme or reason if it's your house, but those are good stats.
Absolutely. Well, I would imagine packaging together like that, being able to promote it all together for a specific time, just makes it really easy for people. If they're on the fence about buying and then they see that, why not?
And it's no pressure. You can come in and talk to people. You'll meet agents at all of them. Maybe you'll connect with one. Hopefully it's the Leavenworth team.
hint.
Or you can just say, oh, thanks for, you know, you're great and all, but the Leavenworth team, they got me when I'm ready. We have no problem with that.
Right,
but you can
go
in and ask questions. There'll be lenders at a lot of them to ask questions about, hey, what does this look like? And what we keep telling people is, let's go back to the payment. What are you comfortable with on a payment?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're not going to look at price so much, not interest rate. But if we can say you need to be at $1,800 or whatever it may be, let's look at it. A fun thing I did, I looked at an $1,800 payment. I think this was a like $300,000 house. And if you do it over 7 years as a rent of what you're paying, that's $168,000. So people that are like, I just want to rent.
Uh-huh.
You know what? You're buying a house, just not yours.
Right.
You're buying someone else's house.
Right.
You're buying your landlord's house. I mean, $168,000 over 7 years. And I truly believe if somebody wants to be a homeowner, if there's a will, there's a way. We can work on your credit. We can work on, and it might not be tomorrow, but it could be maybe in a year or two. We can start working with you to get a plan together, to get some savings in place, and really help you do that, because that's a lot of money that you're not getting back. When when you have a home, you're building equity. You get some tax advantages. There's just so many great things about it.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I think that the important thing for me is getting pre-qualified.
Absolutely.
Pre-approved. Because then you can go buy and you know what you can afford, and just makes the whole process so much simpler than finding something that you think is great and you can't afford that.
Yes. So that is something that we are very strong about. We'll meet someone the first time and show them a house without being pre-approved. But after that, you need to get pre-approved, because otherwise it's going to be a bad experience for you and for us. Like, we're going to not be able to accomplish what you want because we don't know what you can afford.
Right.
And most reasonable people will get a pre-approval. And that's what I always tell my team. If somebody wants to buy a house, they're going to do the steps necessary. If somebody doesn't want to buy a house, then they won't, and they are probably not that interested of a buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have people being like, well, I don't want to go through all that until I find the house I want. And again, we read the situation, and sometimes you're a surgeon in town. All right, we're gonna trust you and go, all right, you're probably fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you got your first time job at Navy Federal. Let's at least see if you're pre-approved. Let's see if there's any student loan debt that you forgot about. And they run all that, and it's a soft pull on your credit, and it really takes like 10 minutes.
Right.
And that's where I keep going back. A reasonable person that wants to buy a home would not have an issue getting a pre-approval. And also, you need to submit that with an offer. You can't do an offer without one.
Of course. We
won't look at an offer without a pre-approval or proof of funds if it's cash.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. If you have some questions for Christina about the market, about selling, buying, text them in at 850-437-1620. And we do have a question already.
Yay!
Here we go. Christina, how long should you wait before you decide to drop the price to avoid house sitting?
That is just such a personal question. It really depends. And we look at that and analyze that all the time. If the rest of your neighbors, and you're in a neighborhood, they've all dropped the price and now you're the highest priced home, and you probably need to make a move. And we're really looking at that. Like the Woodlands over in Pace, we listed a home and we told him, we're like, here's your competition. Do you want to move it fast? He's like, yes. I'm like, then we have to be below all that. Mm-hmm. And he did it and we got an offer that first weekend through an open house.
No kidding.
And looking at that, another home out in Navarre. And I love when you have sellers where I'm like, here is the data. And I was like, what I would do is I would probably price it slightly below. That's mm-hmm. what I would do. But it's always your decision. And usually they go, well, that sounds good to me. It really depends on how much traction you're getting. If you're getting plenty. So this is what the data says. If you are getting lots of showings but no offers, you are probably 5% overpriced.
Interesting.
And if you're getting not that many showings and still no offers, you're about 10% overpriced.
That's
or
very
more,
interesting.
10 or more.
Wow. Okay.
Where we really look at that. Mm-hmm. However, the first 2 weeks, based on what we're seeing with how we're getting those multiple offers at that 2 week mark, I would probably give it that first month. That first month to see. But if you're 3 weeks in and you haven't had one showing, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Unless you have a really unique house that's far out there. And there are some homes where we tell them, you're not going to get a lot of showings, but they're going to be quality showings. Mm-hmm. The ones you get are going to be, you know, it's, you know, quality over quantity.
Well, I would imagine the price point would matter.
Yeah,
in that
if
instance.
You have a $4 million house, you're not going to get a whole lot of showings mm-hmm. that, you know, maybe isn't Century.
Right.
You're not going to get as many, but the ones that see it are pretty darn interested. Mm-hmm. So I would say at least a month, but you really need to see what the competition's doing, and your realtor should be updating you on that. Saying, okay. Hey, here's what we're seeing. Here's the movement. And we're ninjas about feedback. Feedback is so important to us. Because the people are leaving their homes and it's stressful. Strangers coming inside, mm-hmm. which is just never fun for anybody. And they're trying to keep it perfect with your three kids and your two dogs.
Oh, gosh.
And then someone comes to see your house and a lot of agents don't give feedback. So we'll call and call like psychopaths. And then at that point, if that agent doesn't respond to us, we at least tell our client, hey, mm-hmm. we have called like psychopaths. They have not responded. It just must not be the home for them hearing something. But if we get consistent feedback that it's overpriced or we're just hearing, they just weren't that interested. It just wasn't for them. That's indicating it's likely overpriced. And we have that conversation and we talk about that at the very beginning. And we say, if we get consistent feedback that your home is overpriced, are you going to be willing to adjust the price? And most people say, absolutely.
Yeah, you have to be smart about it.
Yeah.
So, okay, another question just came
Yay.
In. It says, good morning, Meg and Christina. Are you seeing more expensive homes sit for longer in Gulf Breeze? I know someone who is asking a lot and not a ton of people are coming to look.
I don't know the specific home. If it's priced right based off of comps, it's going to likely move. If it's priced higher than what the market suggests, then it is going to sit.
Okay.
And pricing it right is so critical right now. Because if it sits, people think something's wrong with your house.
Oh.
And then they come in and they lowball you. Mm-hmm. And usually your first offer is your best offer.
Really?
Then when you get it. Because we see it all the time and we say, hey, this is really strong. We suggest you take it. And then, it's only been 2 weeks. I don't know. I don't really like it. Like, let's work with this one and try to get us to closing rather than wait for something that might come along. And we really work with people on that. I had another multiple offer this weekend where she's like, oh, well, you know, it's only been on the market 2 days. And she wanted to wait like another 5 days. And mm-hmm. I was like, this is a delicate dance. You have a good buyer that wants to pay full price. Ready to go. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if you wait too long, you're going to irk them and maybe push them away. And I was like, I suggest that we take it because the market has changed where we do have more wishy-washy buyers. And if you have a good, solid buyer, move forward with them.
Okay. That's great advice and a great question.
Yeah.
Okay. Another question. They're coming in this morning. Christina, how much does an open house benefit and when should you do it?
Oh, I love this question. So we have a whole strategy where we try to get photos on a Monday or Tuesday when we're listing a home. And then we do an open house either that Saturday or Sunday because Zillow, Realtor.com, all those websites, the algorithm makes it come up to the top.
Because
anytime you do a price change, you change around photos, add an open house, it's like ding, ding, ding. There's something new here. So we do it more for that, for exposure for the seller than anything else. But now that buyer agency agreements are a thing that has to be done. If you want to see a house, you got to sign something with a realtor. It's not a big deal. There's all different types of forms. Some are getting married. Some are just dating. I can go into all that at another time.
That's a whole nother show.
Yes. But if you go to an open house, you don't have to sign one of those.
Oh,
so we're seeing
okay.
a lot of people come to open houses because it's non-committal. They can look at things and not feel like they're getting married.
Mm-hmm.
We use a form that is the least committal. It's called just a touring agreement where it's mm-hmm. saying, I'm allowed to open this door for you. You don't have to work with me. I don't have to work with you. Because I don't like anyone feeling like they're forced to do anything. I want them to want to do it.
Sure.
And that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. Even our listing agreements, we have a $0 cancellation. No one ever uses that. I mean, so we'll pay for photos, do all the marketing. At the risk, someone could just cancel. But I'm confident that they won't mm-hmm. because and what I say is, I'm like, if we don't live up to our word, you can cancel at any time. And no one does.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also not feeling forced, not feeling like, oh my gosh, I have to use this person I'm not vibing with.
Right.
And you can cancel. You can walk away. And I feel like that's just a smarter way to do business. A lot of realtors will charge you like $1,500 or $2,000
wow.
to cancel your listing. And what I like to say is good luck getting that.
Wow.
Like, are you going to take them to court and get it?
Yeah.
So you might as well go my way and say it's $0.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine anyone taking someone to court over it.
Well, I mean, it just, you know, means the relationship is what is important.
It's a relationship. And if you have a good relationship, they are not going to want to use anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the open houses, so then we do that Saturday and Sunday. And then we're pretty heavy on them
mm-hmm.
because I want to try everything I can to sell this home. I really do. And if it's an open house, whatever I can do to get people in the door to see it and fall in love with it,
mm-hmm.
that's what we need to do. And we do brokers opens where we invite a lot of agents to the house. And I know that open houses, when you live there, it's not fun. You have to leave again with your dogs, with your three kids, and find something to do for a few hours.
Right.
But we're like, okay, go to the park, go to the beach, like go have a great day as a family. And when we do open houses, you don't pay anything. We are bringing food. We're bringing drinks. We're bringing all the flyers and the signs. So you just leave and we've got it. And again, it's really frustrating sometimes when hardly any people show up and you've been out of your house for 3 hours. But again, I'd rather try than not. And we always tell you that, like, I don't know if there's going to be 10 people or 2 people, but we want to like get that algorithm going for you. But yeah, the first weekend, and then, you know, sometimes we do it every weekend if it's vacant. If it's occupied, we work with them on what's best.
Okay. So more than one can be good.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I think some of them we've done like 15 open houses.
Oh my gosh.
We do whatever we can.
Okay.
That's what you're hired to do.
I love it. Well, we just got a caller in. His name is David. So I don't know the question, but David, good morning. You're live. So be a good boy.
Good morning, David. Question?
No problem. Morning, everybody. I'm enjoying the show. And let me just start off with praises for Christina. She knows what she's doing. I've had a few interactions with her, questions, answers. She's very responsive, very knowledgeable, and I'm enjoying the show. And anybody interested in buying and selling, I highly recommend.
Oh,
but
David,
now,
you're the best.
This is my question. Well, you are too. But my question is this, going back to something you were talking about earlier, if I list a house with you for, let's say, $450,000, and let's take financing out of it for this question. And then someone says, okay, you're asking, you've offered to sell me this house for $450,000. And then I come up with say, okay, yes, I'll buy it for $450,000. I'm ready to pay for it right now. Isn't the person under some kind of contract, some sort of obligation, contractual obligation, I'm trying to say, okay, well, I offered it. They said, yes, I have to sell it. Or can they just back out like that? Like you were talking about that person that had multiple offers and then they kind of got cold feet.
Well, what they ended up doing, they ended up taking the offer. So if you're coming in at full price, I mean, it's still at the seller's discretion because there's different terms in it. Maybe it's not the closing date they want. Maybe they have someone else paying title. Yeah, if you come in, I mean, even above list price, they don't have to sell it to you. So there is an expiration on the offer. And being a good communicator, the other agent, I told her, I was like, hey, listen, this is what's going on. We've had a ton of showings. We've been told other offers are coming in. She's not ready to commit to this yet because she wants to see what else is there. And the other agent, she's like, well, that's smart. You know, you're protecting your seller here. So that's where you have both sides. So if you were selling your house and you had one offer and then three other people told me, hey, we're planning on sending in offers as well, you'd want to wait to see what else was coming in, because maybe it's cash. Maybe they can close in 2 weeks. Maybe it's over list price. So we just have to wait to see what comes in.
So you're really, because of all of the different sub clauses and ins and outs and legalese that's in these big, long, you know, house selling contracts.
Yes.
Even if someone does come in with a full price offer, you've got enough stuff in that to where if you get cold feet or you change your mind or you think you can do better or for whatever reason you decide, you know what, I don't want to sell my house, you don't have any obligation to sell that house.
If you are under contract and everyone has signed off.
There's a way to get out of selling the house.
If you are under contract and everyone has signed off on it, you're like, I'm selling my house for $450. David comes and says, I'll pay you $450 and everyone signed off on it, then yeah, you are locked in. And there are tons of legal repercussions if it's signed off on.
Right.
But if it's on the market and an offer comes in, the offer, yeah, at that point, they can still change their mind and say, you know what? I mean, I had someone where he found out he had like bad cancer as an offer came in and realized he was going to need treatment here. And he's like, I don't think I really want to move anymore.
Sense.
And of course, everyone understood. They go, you know what?
It's not really a locked in contractual obligation until the ink is dry on both sides of the equation.
Absolutely, yes. Once it is executed.
And now let me put you on the spot here, Christina. From a realtor's perspective, if I agree to list my house with you and we agree on a price of, let's say, $450,000, and then you come to me and you've worked, you've done all these kind of stagings and pictures and listings and all these things, and you come to me with a cash offer of $450,000, and I say, well, you know what, I think I can do better or whatever, don't they owe you something for, you know, at least...
Per the listing,
because that's like burning your time.
Yeah.
And you fulfilled your end of the obligation, and now they're not going to fulfill their end of the obligation.
So in the listing agreement, it does say, hey, if we bring this to you, you would owe me some sort of commission. The only time it's ever happened was the situation with the health issue. And of course, I was like, no, don't sell it. Do what's best for you. I'm just such a believer in doing the right thing. And if somebody ends up not wanting to sell and I wasted some time, hopefully we built a relationship, and I'm just never going to force someone to do what they don't want to do. But that's never happened. I've never had someone that was a motivated seller and I brought them
that's
a great
probably,
offer.
Yeah. And that makes good business sense. And those kind of clauses are probably more in there to prevent any kind of like fraud or untoward behavior.
David, we've got to go. We just
the realtor out. All right, enjoy yourself.
Because you were great. Thank you, David, for calling
in. I love the questions.
So I hated to cut him off, but we do have to go. We've just got about a minute or so left.
Yeah, well, if you want to find us, 850-378-1260. I love questions. It's so fun. We love talking about real estate. So you can call my team. That's a team inbox number. So they can pick up at any time. And they love talking about real estate. We're all real estate geeks. And then if you just Google Christina Leavenworth, I come up everywhere. Facebook, Google, Yelp. It's very, very easy. And our website is bestrealtorsinpensacola.com. If you're thinking about buying or selling, call us. Like, we'll have a conversation. See if it's in your best interest.
And what's the number?
850-378-1260. And save it in your phone, favorite realtor, or just realtor. You don't even need to know my name. Just call me and we'll help you.
All right. And if they want to see your open houses this weekend, there's a place they can go to find out where they
are. Oh, website, Facebook. We put it all over the place. But probably our website, you just have to filter it by open houses.
Okay, that sounds great. Been talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth Realty. So much great information. Thanks for your calls and texts this morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We'll be back with you right after the news. Thanks, Christina.
Thank you.